My name's Donna. I've got a 10, nearly 11-year-old son called Kieran. His biological dad he doesn't see, but there's an ex-partner of mine who he sees as his dad that he sees regular. It sort of started as a sort of reasonably casual relationship, but he spent a lot of time with us, and Kieran became increasingly sort of dependent on him, I think, for a father role, and he was really, really good with him. Kieran was absolutely devastated when we split up, and I felt really guilty because I know that he'd have had me back, and you feel, well, should I do the happy family bit? But I knew that isn't what I wanted, and I just kind of threw myself into college, and I did feel guilty, but I thought if him and Kieran can carry on a relationship and he can be consistent, which he was happy with, I kind of thought, well, you know, it's good enough. We've been together sort of 4 or 5 years, and Kieran at this point was asking all the time where he was, and this is after we'd only been split up a couple of days, because even though we didn't live together, he used to come round a lot. And it really upset me because Kieran would be upset anyway, and I thought, you know, I can't carry on like this. So I rung him, and it was really, really strained because he was really angry with me. But we agreed that he'd take Kieran out for a couple of hours on a Saturday. And it was a case of sort of pushing him over the doorstep because he didn't really want anything to do with me, and I felt uncomfortable. But as years have gone on, we've become a lot more friendly, and we go to parents' evening and stuff together. I was really nervous that he might suddenly back out if he got a girlfriend or something. You know, it was always the risk. He's got no children of his own, and that was a worry. So sort of from the beginning, I really kind of played it by whatever he wanted to do, as long as it was reasonable, I'd agree to it. He had Kieran some Christmas mornings, he had Kieran some Boxing Days, and even though I wanted him then, and I'd want to go to see my family in Beverley, I agreed to it, really, because I thought, well, if I want him to have this contact, it's got to be fair. Now Kieran's getting older, they kind of arrange it more themselves, which is easier. Kieran's got a mobile, and they sort of text each other. It's more casual now, it doesn't have to be as planned. But there's no awkwardness now. It's been sort of too many years, really.